Hello and welcome to the specially produced studio recording from Radio Invicta. It's being recorded in our studios, which are situated just 8 miles south of London, and will, we hope, give you an insight on what goes on behind the scenes at Radio Invicta, as well as giving you an opportunity to listen to some of our best past programmes to date.
Invicta 92.4.
Hello and welcome to the Sound of Soul over London. Radio Invicta 92.4. The time is midday and we've got 180 minutes of really great music, so listen on. Those are my opening words most Sundays. Thank you for writing to Radio Invicta and showing an interest in our station. My name's Roger Tate, and for the next 45 minutes or so, I'm going to entertain you with some past recordings of Radio Invicta and play you some really good music. And I hope answer some of your questions about the station. Radio Invicta is an all-soul music radio station. We're independent and, unfortunately, illegal. But this doesn't deter us from campaigning for more soul music on the radio, particularly on our national contemporary and pop music station, Radio 1. And that's what Invicta's all about, the promotion of soul music. Although this tape isn't intended as a history of Radio Invicta, there's another tape we make which does just that. I'd like you to make a contrast between two recordings. Contrast this early recording of Radio Invicta of 1971, its audio quality, etc., with the new recording, which will be coming up in a few moments. The theme from the film Shaft by Isaac Hayes, released on the Stax recording label. If you've just tuned in, then welcome. You're tuned to Radio Invicta 92.4 MHz of VHF. Our mailing address, if you want to get into contact with us, is care of Box 200I, that's Box 200I, 22 Coldershaw Road, London W13, that's Box 200I, 22 Coldershaw Road, London W13, and you can write to us at that address with your record requests, your dedications, and your messages. Don't forget Christmas time coming up. You can have any Christmas messages played over the air for your friends and your family. This one's by The Honeycomb, called VIP. Contrast that, if you will, please, to this. Radio Invicta, 1978.
It's just after 1 o'clock on a summertime Sunday afternoon. Thank you very much indeed, Roger Tate, for the past 60 minutes of good music. Hi, good afternoon. This is Steve Walsh back in the hot seat after a couple of months and welcoming you to the guest show for the next hour with me on Radio Invicta. We're going to have a good time, so stick around.
Both of them off-air recordings, and we're going to leave you with this recording for a while. The Steve Walsh program from September 1978.
now that we've found love. What are we going to do with it? That's one of the most requested records around at the moment, coming from the band Third World. And it's nice to be back here at Invicta playing you the music. Nice to see all the old faces. How are you, all right? It's back in time. It doesn't seem like 2 years ago, does it? This was one of the biggest things around in 1976. Coming from the Crown Heights Affair, a track off their album. The album was called Do It Your Way. And this was the second track on side two. It's Far Out. This is Steve Walsh coming to you on 92.4. The Crown Heights Affair from 1976 and Far Out. That's a record I would love to see re-released. So if anyone at Delight Records is listening, how about it, eh? By the way, if you would like any information about Radio Invicta, or you would like to hear your name mentioned on one of next week's programmes, why not give Invicta a call right now on 648-4512 or 648-3079. That's 648-4512 or 648-3079. That's all you have to do, right? It's time to say hi to a few people right now, in fact. And these are the people that called in last week. And first, it's hi to Angela Jones of Kentish Town. And she'd like a dedication for Tracy of Camberwell and her friend Sarah. Also to Alan of Balham. A dedication to all the Driftbridge mob, especially Mudbone and Casper. Oh. Sam of East Ham says, can we mention all the people that go to Frenchies? We certainly can, Sam. And especially Pete the Lad. Good afternoon, Pete the Lad, wherever you are. Les of Hornsey would like a dedication for Chris and all of the Hornsey Funk Finders. Try saying that when you've had a few. Andy Howard of Penge would like to say hi to Dave, Jill, Keith, Dr. Funk, Dalton, Hungry Horace and Raw Chicken. And here's a fine one indeed. Terry of St. John's Wood would like a record for Marina, Margaret, Luigi, Pauline, Irene, Kathy, and Bob Collett, who's had it all shaved off. And Paul Williams and Mark Allen Boo. And it says some DJ by the name of Steve Walsh, who plays at the Lyceum. Who? Thank you very much, Terry, wherever you are. And she says, can we also mention Thomas Richfields and co? And they're the hairdressers where Terry works. And don't forget, we'll be saying hi, and we'll be doing some more dedications a little later on in the programme, okay? We're about 16 minutes into the show, and we're here on Invicta on 92.4, and I'd like to mention my wife, Sue, who's listening to the programme at home today, because she's a lovely lady, you see. Hi, Susie. This one is especially for you. Oh.
You can't leave now. Again. Now we've been through this before. And I'm tired. I'm tired. Sick and tired of the same old thing over and over.
Man behind the microphone there, Steve Walsh, doing a guest program. And that was broadcast on the 10th of September 1978. After recording the program, we recorded an interview with him. Okay, here on Radio Invicta now, we have a break from the music, and we're going to talk to one of the DJs of Radio Invicta who has recently joined us. Good afternoon to you, Steve.
Hello, Roger. How are you? All right?
Yes, I'm fine. You've recently joined Radio Invicta, and I thought it might be interesting to have a chat about your past history.
Right, yeah, great.
Where are you working at the moment?
Well, at the moment I'm working at the Lyceum, which is in the Strand in London, which is one of London's most famous ballrooms, actually. It's a very old building. It's been standing for hundreds of years, and at first it was a theatre, and since then it's been various things, and at the moment it's one of the biggest discotheques in the country.
How long have you been working there?
Oh, I've been working on and off there for about 3 years, but regularly, as in sort of three nights a week, I've been there for the past 6 months, which is Mondays, Thursdays and Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. What sort of music do you play?
Ah, well, Mondays is a heavy soul night where we play all the brand new heavy tracks such as goes out on the air on Invicta.
Yeah.
Thursday is very much the same, but we tend to lay back a little bit and play some of the older type of things. But Saturdays, as sort of normal with everywhere, I think, is got to be more commercialised, because we're working with the live band on Saturdays as well, so we've got to play more of the commercial tracks that the people already know.
Yes, indeed. Well, prior to joining Radio Invicta, I think you're probably one of our number one listeners. Can you remember?
Of course.
Thank you. Think back, when can you first remember having heard Radio Invicta on the air?
Oh, I remember, it must have been about 2 years ago when I first heard Invicta, and I really liked it. I really liked the idea and what you were trying to get across. After that, Sunday afternoons, I was sort of pretty busy doing various things. In the summer I was touring, doing gigs up and down the country, but the past sort of 6 months I've been an avid listener, and it's been part of my life every Sunday. And the idea of Invicta really does appeal to me. What you're trying to get across is really good, you know.
Mm. Have you got any favourite groups or records at the moment?
Yes, favourite groups to me, I've got various favourite groups, but one of my favourite artists, for instance, is Teddy Pendergrass. I like his older type of stuff when he was with the Blue Notes, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, when they did their old stuff when he was first together. Out of today's artists, it varies. There's so many artists around in the soul scene that I enjoy listening to. Mainly, my favourite artists were always the older type of people, such as in the old days, Dinah Ross, Marvin Gaye.
Mm.
But nowadays, you can't really have a favourite artist. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. A lot of people who will be listening to this recording, in fact, will be from Europe. What are your feelings about European soul?
Well, European soul, when you say that, I take it you mean the Euro disco type of stuff. It's great. It's great for a Saturday night at the Lyceum, for instance. It isn't really sort of great to play on a Monday night or a Thursday night or at any heavy soul gig, because the heavy soul element isn't really in the Euro disco type of thing at the moment. But it's great for a commercial gig. It fits in well with, for instance, the Boney M's and things like this. It's nice when you've got a crowd that are into that type of thing. It's great to play it because they enjoy it, but it's no good playing it to a heavy soul crowd because they just won't get into it.
Right, okay. Right, well, looking into the future, what would you like to do in the future? What's your ambitions in life?
Ah, well, my ambitions as everybody, I think, is to be a very rich man. And I wouldn't mind being very famous.
Right.
Along with it, actually. So I hope one day to be on Radio 1.
Radio who?
Invicta.
Right, okay. Well, I think thanks very much for taking the trouble to come down to the studio. And
that's all right.
We're going to dedicate the next one to you. Thanks, Steve.
Right.
And another short piece of a programme that we broadcast in March of 1978.
No.
This is Chris Hill.
From the album Just Family. Nothing sets the mood like sweet rain.
Nothing sets the mood like sweet rain. Nothing sets the mood like sweet
rain. Hey, I must say, this last hour has been incredible for me. I hope you've enjoyed it just one-tenth of the way I've enjoyed it. I hope I'm going to see some of you down at Pearly tomorrow. Tiffany's Pearly. The world's biggest all-dayer. Well, I don't know the world's, but it'll be Pearly's biggest all-dayer. Hey, it's nearly time for me to go. And before I do, let me just tell you once more about Radio Invicta on 92.4. If you want the stickers, you're right off to 30 Marius Road, Southwest 17. And if you want to call in for those dedications, the dedication line is 648-4512 and 648-3079. Oh, Chris Hill's gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Gotta go.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for
Tony Blackburn smiled.
Something he can't see.
Oh, no.
My baby don't care. Who knows?
My baby just cares for me. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. It's nearly time to go. And it's the first time you heard Chris Hill on the radio. Oh, I'll see you sometime around when we're in London town. In the meantime, keep getting down. 92.4 every Sunday, Radio Invicta. You're looking good. You're sounding sweet. Why don't you get out on the street? Oh, it's good to do this to you in your ears. I'll see you one day around out there in the town. Until that time comes, I gotta say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Baby, my baby don't care for shows.
Oh, blimey.
And he don't even care
what
for
done on that Tony Blackburn show? No.
He cares for me.
Oh, I do like you.
My baby don't care.
Oh, was that racist?
Baby don't care for
he don't care the hot tone places.
Liz Taylor is not his style.
And even Angela Rippon smiled. Something
he can't see.
Chris Hill on the radio.
Something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong.
My baby just cares for
Radio Invicta on 92.4, yeah.
Hey, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Well, of course, no radio station would be a radio station without its radio transmitters. And right now we're going to have a look at the technology behind Radio Invicta. So wireless technocrats, stand by, you'll understand this. Everybody else, wind the tape on a bit. Radio Invicta broadcasts with three VHF 100-watt transmitters. They are hybrid designed, which means they use silicon semiconductors and thermionic valves in their output stages. Our fundamental oscillator is on 10.7 MHz, and this is tripled to 30, which in turn is tripled to 92.4 MHz. The final output stage uses a QQV0640A twin-beam tetrode valve. Our transmitters take the form of two separate units, the RF, or transmitter unit, and the power supply. The power supply supplies 12, 6.3, 350 and 750 volts DC. Radio Invicta quotes its power output in terms of ERP, effective radiated power, and this depends on the aerial we're using. At the majority of our locations, we use a dipole aerial, in which case the ERP is around 100 watts. At other locations where we use an H aerial with a 3 dB forward gain, Our ERP wattage is in the region of 125 to 130 watts. Since 1973, Radio Invicta has been broadcasting in stereo. And like the IBA and BBC, we use a Zenith GEC pilot tone multiplex transmission system using intercarrier modulation. The frequency response of our transmitter extends to 58 kHz. The audio stages extend to 15 kHz. And that basically is it. In the studio, we have a 15-channel stereo mixer. Channel 1 is the microphone which I'm talking into now, which is an AKG D202ES. Channel 2, our left-hand deck, which is a Garrard SP25 Mark IV, good old Garrard. Channel 3, the right-hand turntable, which again is a Garrard. The three channels 4, 5 and 6 have four optional inputs each. And through these we can route one of our three cartridge machines. Our main cartridge reproducer is an SIS S100H. Mono playback machine which uses NAB cartridges, pre-recorded at 19 centimetres per second. Our other two cartridge machines use the 8-track system and have foil Q. Also in the studio and routed through the three final faders on the mixing desk are three reel-to-reel stereo tape decks. Two of these are Sony TC-377s. And the other one is an Akai 4000D. Also in the studio we have two stereo cassette decks, both using the Dolby B noise reduction system. One of them is made by JVC and is a KT-21D. And the other one is a Sony, and that's a TC-152SD, which is a portable Dolby recorder which we use for recording interviews and concerts. The heart of the studio, apart from the mixing desk, is a 35 watts per channel amplifier, which is custom made and features filtering and speaker network switching. And the loudspeakers in the studio are Goodman's design. And outside the studio, we have a pair of Celestion Ditton 44 monitors. In the studio, there are a total of 15 different VU meters. And to line the whole lot up, we have a 1 kHz and 400 Hz lineup oscillator, which is built into a subcontrol unit, which is to my left. Well, let's hope that satisfies all the people who ask all the technical questions about Radio Invicta. Of course, this tape is designed to show you a little bit more of the station than you know already, and of course to feature some recordings of the past. Back in June of 1977, we were very proud to be invited to record Archie Bell and the Drells at his only London concert at the Sound Circus Royalty Theatre in central London. We're going to hear a little bit of that recording right now, followed by an interview which we did with Archie Bell. Thank you.
But this is no move, you want nothing true to the thing entitled Let's Groove. As you know, I'm Dr. Bell, and these are the players from Houston, Texas. And we are here to let you know that we ain't got no time to lose. So I want everybody to get up and boogie to a brand new group. Everybody.
Let's go.
Recorded in London on the 26th of June 1977, we kept it in the can until October of 77, when we had an Archie Bell special. We featured the entire concert, which incidentally was recorded on that portable Dolby cassette recorder. We featured the entire concert as well as an edited interview with Archie Bell. On the interview part of the programme, we featured some of his most famous records, his hits, and discussed them with him. Let's give a listen to that right now.
My balloon's going up. My balloon's going up. I Can't Face You, Baby was nothing but what Teddy Pendergrass and Hal Melvin Blue Notes were doing at that particular time. If you don't know me by now, but the technology just was not there. Mm-hmm. The words and the expression, but they didn't have the musicians at that time didn't have the mentality to put the drive to make people say, wow, this is beautiful, you know, let's buy it and be a million seller.
From the noisy restaurant, we adjourned to Archie Bell's suite, where Archie played us the rhythm and vocal tracks of his then yet to be released LP.
Matter if there's nowhere to go, 'cause there's always a party right on your radio. Well, it don't really matter if you ain't got a dime, 'cause it don't cost you nothing to get down anytime.
Be a good number for the people for Jamaican, because they're that tighten up and that's all flavor.
Glad you can make it.
I'm just so glad you can make it.
The
thing is just a damn
glad you can make it. I'm so
glad that you can be here. So I'm glad that you could be here, the big Invictor, getting down. Step by step, we're gonna have a party. Dancing room only for those who wanna jam. Take a load off your feet, get out of your seat, do whatever you can. And most of this music is, you know, happy, you know, the dance thing, you know. Want everybody to get up and boogie, you know. This is what probably gonna be one of the big 45s in the States. When they go to the movement, like they gonna go to a party here, as you can tell it's gambling huff. Because they're really tricky about it. Going from one movie to a song and then come back on the same groove. Right here, I'll show you what I mean. Get up and dance, everybody. Get up and dance, everybody. Get up and jam. Watch how I go right back to the flavor, the hand clap.
You can't hear from dancing. That's why they call the record Hard Not to Like It. Because we have a record on here called Hard Not to Like It, too.
That's great.
Then they go back to the group.
And we were very glad that Archie Bell could make it. Both Tony Johns and myself, on behalf of Radio Invicta, would like to thank him personally for devoting over 3.5 hours with us on what was to be his last day in London before returning to the States. And now we leave you with Archie Bell and a piece of advice.
Hi, this is Archie Bell of the Drills, and I want you to keep your radio tuned to Radio Invicta, the only soul station in London, 92.4 FM. They're out of sight.
This has been the Archie Bell special on Radio Invicta, and now we're going to return you to our normal weekly programs.
You hear us on your radio? Well, now we're on the road. So come and see us live. Radio Invicta brings you all of its fantastic sounds at three regular venues, and we want you to be there. Our week starts on Sundays in South Croydon at Dr. Jim's, where Tony Johns and Radio Invicta bring you the latest and greatest from the world of soul. Mondays, and it's Invicta's very own soul club. That's called Whispers, and it's in Balham, and it's just opposite the tube station. There's a licensed bar and it's open till late. So come along and dig the funk. Tuesdays, and we're off to Club Invicta at 390 Brixton Road in Brixton, where we make it fast and furious at one of London's best-known soul clubs. Yes, it's all happening with Invicta. We're on the road live in South London, so you gotta let it happen to you. For further details about admission, give our call-in numbers a ring or drop us a line at our mailing address. And don't forget, Invicta, live, we're on the road, it's what's happening. And we make your feet move.
Our Radio Invicta gig guide.
All right. Boogie people, you're looking good. All right. Much better than Pearly.
And a recording of Radio Invicta live on stage, Dr. Shotgun, recorded in September 1978 at Whispers in Balham.
Sweet Thunder! Everybody's singing love songs. You got everything here at Whispers. Sweet Thunder. I say you've got everything here at Whispers. We've even got a movie down the front here. I don't know what it's about, but I'm told that Tony Johns is going to be appearing on it next week. T-Connection! Oh! Let yourself go!
For further information about Radio Invicta, don't forget our mailing address, 30 Marius Road, London, SW17 in England. That's Radio Invicta at 30 Marius Road, London, SW17 in England.
Guys and girls, the greatest thing to hit London for years. Radio Invicta. Fantastic.
S O U L. So funky. This is so.
And the soul goes on.
Invicta 92.4.
And that brief medley of Radio Invicta jingles brings us to the end of this special studio recording brought to you from Radio Invicta in London. We hope you've enjoyed this short recording from Radio Invicta and hope that if you have any further questions to ask us, then don't hesitate to contact us at our mailing address, which we've given you earlier on the recording. Please wind the tape back to make a note of the address. From all of us here in London, England, remember, the soul goes on, so keep the faith.